The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. I was pondering the extreme difficulties of the past 2 days, and the Lord illuminated a thought in my mind. It had to do with the benefits of these trials, things that we don't normally think of. Thank you, Lord, for revealing to us the hidden workings of your will. It makes it so much more bearable. The Lord began, "Nothing I allow is without a purpose. All will rebound to my glory. Why do you weep, child? Why do you mourn? Even as the song lyrics playing now say, it's all about you, Jesus. And all of this is for you, for your glory and your name. It's not about me, as if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender to your will." Beautiful song by Charlotte Lastrom. It's all about you. Jesus continued, "Do you not know that I ride straight with crooked lines? Would I allow these sorrowful difficulties if they did not serve a purpose in my divine plan? Would you be surprised if I told you I ordained them for your mutual sanctification? While I am not the author of evil, I do allow tests in your life. Evil, sickness, or suffering comes from the demons who wait in line eagerly, expecting an opening where I will give permission. That you suffer is not necessarily a sign or symptom of sin or unbelief. You have prayed many times and seen restoration and miracles, so the issue is not your faith, Claire. He has been healed many times with your prayers, so the issue is not with his faith either. What then? Hidden sin? Does not he confess and repent regularly those things I convict him of? Do you not also confess and repent? Why then is this severe trial being allowed you? Could it be that I'm forming you and allowing this to shape you more perfectly? Could it be that your sufferings are relieving the plight of others, or perhaps even preventing an assassination of your president, or even events you never in your wildest imagination dreamt of? Oh, Claire, I heard you so loud and clear last night when you asked me to release you both from this trial. I heard, I felt, I grieved, I experienced all you felt, and my heart was full of compassion. And my father's heart, when you cried out to him, was he deaf to your pleas? No, Claire. He was right there beside you, travailing even as you travailed. You are his precious creation. Return to him from far, far away as you wandered in your life through the world. He was not deaf, not any more than he was deaf to my cry on Calvary. My God, why have you forsaken me? And I want to share with you, dear ones, that last night I did ask the Lord to release us. It just got to be too much. Ezekiel had offered his life for the world, our country, and Donald Trump and his family. But he confided in me last night. I am so, so sorry. I didn't know or consider the cost when I offered myself. I didn't consider what it would cost you. So I went to the Lord and asked him, "Lord, where is life in this? How can anyone live with this suffering? How can I do all you've called me to do daily with this devastating pain he suffers?" You see, dear ones, most people in his condition are on morphine, but the doctor will not give him pain relief unless he submits to tests. And the Lord has over and over again told us no. Such a simple thing, a few tests, and he could have pain relief. But Jesus says no, and we must honor that. So he suffers not only the pain, but the accusation that he's trying to manipulate someone for drugs. He has never been an addict. Everything that was given him for pain was from the doctor, and the doctor's determination. But we had a very good doctor who worked outside of the box and even got audited because he did what the patient needed, not just what was insisted on by the government. Jesus began again. Yet the Father knew the plan. He knew the glory and release of prisoners this suffering would bring, because I agreed when I came to earth. And he did not lessen the blows, Claire. He did not buffet the spitting and beatings. He allowed what must take place so that you and every other soul would have a chance to be in heaven with him, return to his bosom, to the very place only they could fill for the joys of eternity. And you, having made an offering of your life over and over again, consented to this trial and all I would use to form you. You do trust me, but your flesh is indeed weak. That is why we could not give in to your request. And have I not strengthened you, though it is so painfully hard? Yes, Lord, you have. I just feel so bankrupt. That, too, is in my plan. Do you trust me, Claire? I do when I'm in my right mind. And whether you see or know it, great relief and conversion is coming to souls because you do trust me. But most of all, I want everyone to know that nothing I allow in your lives is without a very specific purpose. And if it were not to your ultimate benefit, I would never allow it. I have so much in mind when I allow these things, so much. And you stumble on one today. You will know firsthand what spouses suffer when their mates are very, very sick, and it will give you great compassion and deep feelings of wanting to pray for them and relieve them. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. That's James 5:16. And how can your prayer be effectual and fervent if you've not experienced those terrible pains firsthand? I'm enlarging your heart, Claire. Oh, don't you see? This is all part of your training. From your actions, you prove to me you are not set on your own will of creating music, messages, or any other work, even those requested by me. You were set on my moment-to-moment will of nursing your husband, which at times requires you to lay down what you were doing, especially when you were enjoying it. Oh, that has such great benefit, both now and in the times to come. When you faithfully lay down with these things, it opens a whole world of grace for others and sanctifying instruction for our channel. I want you all to grow in holiness, my heart dwellers. Holiness is not just about being happy with your work when you're serving me, when things go well. Holiness is about being happy to do my will, especially when it deprives you of something. I like to have complete control of the helm, and in this way you will always be blown to your destination by the sanctifying winds of grace that come with every trial. My beloved heart dwellers, I bless you now to go forth in endurance and resolve, fully aware that even the littlest things in your lives have been permitted by me and have a very specific purpose. Reflect on this when you want to be angry or hurt, and put to rest the anxiety that attacks your peace in those moments, reflecting, the Lord has a purpose for this. All glory and honor to him. He who could have easily prevented this, but chose instead to allow it to form me in holiness. Bless him. And say to yourselves, he's not interested in the little benefit having all things go my way would produce. Rather, he's looking at me as the finished work of grace and glory in heaven.